Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I get
that? Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most of the time. I'm here in person.
Yes.
With my co-host. Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
We are in person.
Touching.
Sharing air. Oh, God. I got too excited. That was because I choked on my own spit. No other reason. I secretly quarantined for 2 weeks, and my mom came to town, and I surprised her. I vlogged it if you want to see it. But now she's in town, so we decided to podcast in person at my house in the podcast room that hasn't been used for 5 months. Yep. So had to dust it off a little bit. Here we are. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I got to hug you.
Yeah, we got to hug, and Blaze is laying on the floor, very excited because he has not seen my mother in 5 months.
It was very sweet to lick all of my legs.
He licked every bit of her. Don't worry. There's nothing on her legs but saliva now.
Yes.
Because we've been able to see each other, just not get within 10 feet of each other. And we've not been able to touch or hug. So, yeah. All right, Mom.
Are you ready for holidays?
I'm ready for some holidays.
You know, I fact-checked and researched some of these, just saying.
Oh, dear God. This is going to be a long one.
Okay. It's Discovery Day.
What are we going to discover?
Well, this is celebrated in Canada.
In Canada?
Canada.
Canada? What are you discovering in Canada?
Well, they discovered gold in 1896. So,
like,
there you go.
They discovered that gold existed, or they found it there?
They found it there.
Got it.
In Bonanza Creek. Tuesday's National Fajita Day.
I love fajitas.
Fajitas are so good. You want to hear how it came about?
Yeah, I want to hear how it came about.
Okay. The concept made the rounds in 1930 when Mexican vaqueros in Texas developed the fajita from the throwaway cuts of beef, part of their payment for their job.
Wait,
I fell asleep. Did you hear any of that?
They used cuts of beef.
They got like these scraps of beef as their payment.
This is how I want you to tell me.
Nice.
This, don't so read it. Tell me.
So they cooked them over an open fire and added things to it. And thus the fajita was born.
It's just like a mixture of things you throw in a tortilla.
Yes.
I love a fajita.
So good.
A sizzling fajita. Ooh.
A sizzling. So
you can't go
thank
wrong.
You very much, Mexican vaqueros, for making those for all of us to enjoy.
I
want to
do a burrito night because I can't really eat fajitas anymore because you kind of have to have a protein in there.
Well,
it's like protein and then sauteed onions and bell peppers. So I want a burrito night.
A soy log or something in there? Would that
I
be
do
gross?
Not want a soy log.
I don't know what the
no
things are
vegan
called.
Ever has ever wanted a soy log
Could you
anywhere.
Add a soy log in that, please?
Can you just pull a log of soy? Thank
well,
you.
What if he did a soy wiener?
Oh, I got a flash flood warning just now till 6 p.m. I keep getting flash flood warnings. I don't know. We're in the dead center of a heat wave. It's 100, above 100 all week this week. And little winds are starting to happen here. And there are pockets of winds. And I'm going, oh, no, it's fire weather.
Well, we've got a huge fire.
There is a huge fire. Is it threatening any structures yet?
Houses? Yeah, they evacuated people and stuff. I don't know what it's... I haven't looked today to see what it's up to. The lake fire.
Can everyone just do me a favor? If you're in the Southern California area, do not do bonfires or campfires just this week. Just let us not catch the whole... you know, state on fire
let's
again
not.
This
we,
year.
We did that.
We've done that a few times and
it's not
you know,
fun.
Let's stop it.
Okay.
All right.
Wednesday's National Aviation Day. Thank you. I love flying.
Aviation? I hate flying.
Oh, I wish I was the pilot.
Yeah, okay. That's a control issue.
You're going to like this. It's National Potato Day on Wednesday.
Potatoes?
Let's enjoy those potatoes in every way, shape, and form.
I want them baked. I want them mashed. I want them fried. I want them Frenched. I want them au gratin.
You want them all.
Behashed.
Behashed?
Behashed and homestyled.
Or the way Mr. Maida made them, she cut them really, my mother, cut them really thin and then fried them in oil. Fried potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those are so good.
Like a potato chip, but better.
But in that thick Crisco oil.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's good.
Wednesday's also World Humanitarian Day.
Humanitarians.
So you can do humanitarian work right in your own community.
Do it.
Do it.
But don't die of heat stroke.
No. And wear your mask.
Did you see my waters outside?
I did.
I keep water outside for people.
You do. It's really sweet. And they're all sanitized too.
They are. And not just by mailman or the people that delivered to my house. I've noticed that other like delivery people will come and stop by my house, walk up to my door and take a water, even if they're not delivering a package, which is what it's there for.
Yep.
It is there for all humans that need to stay hydrated. And it's not like they like take everything or whatever and run
just
away with
one.
It. They're just taking, they're like, I'm thirsty. I know this house has liquid.
Yep.
Come get your liquid, y'all.
Yeah. Well, now you just invited everyone to.
No.
Well, speaking of liquids, Thursday, uh-huh. Rachel, is National Lemonade Day.
Lemonade?
Lemonade Day.
Ugh.
Doesn't that sound good?
I love lemonade. I also, no, scratch that. I love orange juice.
You like orange juice?
Like lemonade, you have to add a buttload of sugar. But orange juice naturally has a bunch of sugar.
Does.
So
yes,
you
does.
Feel healthier.
I like strawberry lemonade.
Ooh.
Isn't that good?
Like, remember at Red Robin?
Yes.
Red Robin, a restaurant chain. I don't know if it's everywhere, but it's definitely in Southern California.
They had good strawberry lemonade.
Yeah, because they had the chunks of strawberry at the bottom. Mm.
It was good. That was really, really good. Hey, you notice there are some kids in Iowa that put up a lemonade stand, 2 13-year-old boys, and these two other older adult men came up with a gun and stole their chain.
God, I hate the world.
So they called the police, and the police came, and the police called the dad.
Yeah.
And the police said, your sons were robbed. They're fine. They're fine.
Yeah.
But they're fine. But they're fine. And he raced home, and he found a whole bunch of police had come, and they were all buying
Lemonade.
Oh,
that's cute.
And then the community heard about it and they kept encouraging the boys to start up again. So they started up again and the community just riled around
them. Oh, that's great.
And bought all their lemonade.
That's
cute.
That was
cool. It's also
I was one of those kids that sold things on my corner. We sold plums, oranges, lemonade.
Stuff.
there's a infamous picture in our family. That's me, Colleen. Colleen used to dress me up like a plum when we sold plums, and then we would sell random things on the corner. We'd have garage sales all the time, and us kids would have mini garage sales. And someone made me a sign that said "stuff for sale," not stuff. Not there was no T in my stuff.
It was stuff
for sale. So that's good.
Toys,
you know, whatever
kinds of things. Yeah,
whatever. However, we could make a dollar.
Thursday's also National Radio Day. Hey, come on. Okay. That was the cutting edge of technology.
You know, my dad says he's, you know, an old boomer dude with his, you know, sports. And he loves listening to sports on the radio. I have never been able to enjoy such a thing.
He still does.
And he loves listening to sports games on the radio now because it sounds like just how it always has. Nothing has changed about the radio version. Because when you watch sports now, it's different. It's still nice, but when you watch baseball, all you see these cardboard cutouts.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not the same. So my dad's like, it's the exact same listening to it on the radio. So he loves listening to it on the radio even more than he did before. So shout out to all the old dudes that like to listen to sports.
Okay.
And women.
And the radio.
And the radio.
It's also World Mosquito Day.
Oh, they can F off. They are not needed in our ecosystem.
The reason they have it is to bring recognition, awareness to malaria that is spread by mosquitoes.
Yeah, we don't need mosquitoes.
No,
we genuinely don't need them.
We don't. And, you know, especially here in LA, thanks a lot.
LA mosquitoes are the worst.
They are horrible this year, apparently.
They were bad last year, too. And now all their eggs are hatching this year.
Yeah, well, they need to stop.
They need to stop. That's what I've been saying.
Friday is National Senior Citizen Day.
Happy National Senior Citizen Day, Mom.
Thank you. And you should call somebody that you know that's a senior citizen or email them or go leave something sweet on their porch that you've disinfected and worn gloves to drop off.
Yes. My dad was really excited to become a senior citizen. Like, he was waiting to turn 60 because he gets discounts everywhere.
Sometimes it's 55.
Sometimes it's 55. But when he hit 60, he was stoked. Most people are like dreading getting older. My dad's like, I'm almost there. I'm almost there. I just a few more years. And then he got there and he's just like, don't worry. I get a discount. Like, okay. I get a
5% discount. Saturday is National Tooth Fairy Day.
Wait, what else is Saturday?
World Plant Milk Day.
The fuck?
Almond milk, soy milk, cashew milk.
Oat milk is, I think, the best tasting and the best. It is 100% the best for the environment.
It's better for everybody.
Yeah,
it's
but what better. Else is Saturday?
Well,
it's my birthday.
My mama's birthday's on Saturday, and we get to hug.
Are you coming?
Sure.
Or am I coming here?
Yeah, what's I just assumed no matter what, I would see you on your birthday and hug you.
Yes.
Nah.
Best birthday
what
ever.
Do you want for your birthday?
My family.
What can I buy on the internet, get sent to my house, disinfect, wrap, and give to you?
My family.
No, I cannot buy them on the internet. That's illegal.
Well, Sunday is the International Day for the Remembrance of the Slave Trade, and it's
abolishment?
Abolition.
Abolition?
God, that was
okay. Like abolishment like,
my of... My word isn't... Okay. You said that, and I'm like, oh, okay. Anyways, no, we don't need any. I don't need anything, sweetie.
Yeah.
I just need my family.
The difference between what I'm trying to give you is you're saying you don't need anything. I'm asking what you want besides humans.
For you. And
talking to your microphone.
For you and for all my kids to move closer to me.
To move closer? You want us to buy, you want for your birthday, all of us to buy houses?
Yeah. Just buy a street in Santa Barbara. Galita,
I do and not have the work ethic for that.
In the same street. To me, that's my dream.
Here, you know what? I'm going to move your microphone facing me.
Oh.
So when you look at me.
Well, that makes sense.
Because you keep putting the microphone over here behind your head and then talking to me like this.
Well, I'm not used to this interaction.
I know.
Okay. Are you good?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well,
that's it
for the news. We had a lot of news.
Not news.
No, gosh darn it, holidays.
Yeah,
that was a lot. Well, holidays.
Holidays.
All right, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. All right, and now we're going to check on our news for the day. So Chrissy Teigen is pregnant with her third child. So all of her children she's had to do, what's it called, IVF?
Yes.
IVF for. She's never been able to conceive naturally. And so this was a surprise pregnancy, and she's very happy about it. They did a soft announcement in John Legend's music video that he just released. And they did a shot of them holding her belly or whatever. And then she just posted a belly shot on Twitter and was just like, baby bump. And everyone was like, is this how you announced it? But she had done an announcement in the music video. It just wasn't glaringly obvious. You kind of just had to actually watch it and figure it out. But I'm the type of person that I don't immediately
think she's pregnant.
Yeah. I'm like, well, she didn't say anything, so I'm not going to just assume. Yeah.
Because, you know, if you got a little, you don't,
Yeah. I don't say things or assume things until it's told to me. You know, I try not to. I do. I'm not perfect. But then, yeah. So congrats to her and John Legend. You know, Chrissy Teigen, co-host of this podcast,
she
according to iTunes. So
she's had our invisible host.
Yeah. I had to give her the shout out. Now, I've talked about this person a lot, but I don't know if you've ever seen her. Sarah Cooper, she's a comedian and she's huge on TikTok for her Trump lip syncing. So she lip syncs to all of Trump's interviews and statements and stupid things. And it's the only way I can listen to him because she's really funny. She's I don't even know. But anyway, she's a comedian. She has been, but she went viral for these videos and they get shared all over the internet. And she just got a special of hers just got picked up by Netflix. So she's doing a special called Sarah Cooper, Everything's Fine. So there's going to be interviews, sketches, and more, and it's going to premiere globally this fall. But I love when...
That's great.
I love that the mainstream media, if that's what you want to call Netflix, Is that, I think that's a mix between mainstream and internet. Yeah. But I like that Netflix gives internet people a shot. Yeah. Even though she was a comedian that did, who got famous on the internet. But like Netflix gave Colleen, they gave Colleen a platform multiple times. And so I just like seeing that happen. I'm rooting for her. I think she's hilarious. I love watching her stuff. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is being rebooted as a drama.
Okay.
So, but not with Will Smith.
I was just going to say.
It's not with Will Smith. It's a different guy. But
is any of the cast the same?
I don't believe so. Okay. It's just like, I think it's going to be the same concept, but it's going to be a drama. But we recently rewatch shows all the time in this house. We just put stuff on, you know, it's just, we always have something going on the TV. And, I think Matt put on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I don't know if it was by accident or he really just wanted to watch it. But I didn't realize that from the get-go, they touched on very sensitive topics, very serious topics.
Did they?
Right away. Like from episode one, they were talking about racial injustice. Mm. Like from the start. And I remember watching it as a kid in the later seasons when I started understanding more, me seeing it. And like, it stuck with me. Like, right. You know. But now rewatching it, the earlier seasons, they didn't wait for it to get big before they started, you know, bringing up issues. They started right away.
Yeah.
And I really like that. And Matt was like, who are these writers?
It's always been big. Just.
No. Yeah. No, but like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, they didn't wait for Fresh Prince of Bel-Air to like take off and get its feet on the ground.
The issue was
big. No. The issue's always big.
It's always been big.
But you know, like sometimes like. They started this show and you'd think that they'd want to be a little more conservative and just be a comedy so that people would tune in and then you can, you know, sprinkle some stuff in. But they hit the ground running with it. Like the first season, they talk about how like they got arrested. Carlton and Will got arrested because they were driving their white male friend's car to Palm Springs and the cops thought they stole it. And Carlton doesn't understand that it's a race issue. And he's just like, I wasn't driving correctly. Like, and then he's like, why don't they believe me? And Will's like, dude, we're black. And like the whole episode, I'm like, this is like, obviously it's always been an issue, but they were trying to show us back then even. And people just refused to look at it and listen.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see like, because it was a drama comedy.
Yeah.
If you watch the.
So now they're taking the comedy out.
Now they're taking the comedy out. But I can't imagine there not being some comedy. I don't know. Because, like, that's kind of what the essence was. But it's definitely going to be labeled a drama now. But I'm excited to see it. I hope it's good. You know, sometimes reboots suck.
Sometimes.
So let's hope that it's good. Speaking of things from the 90s, the world's last blockbuster will soon reopen as an Airbnb that you can rent out to have sleepovers in with your friends. And apparently it's only $4, which seems
not how much.
Right? Well, because
maybe they make it, they have all these videos around you want to watch and they charge you for it.
Oh, maybe. That'd be smart. But
$20.
It looks like they've created like a little faux living room and there's like a pullout couch and an air mattress and it's got like 90 themed bedding and stuff. So, and it looks like you just are supposed to have like a sleepover in your living room and watch movies with your friends. It's very much what it looks like. I definitely think millennial and Gen X will definitely do this for the pictures.
$4 a night does not sound correct.
No,
it has to be a typo.
Right? Yeah, BuzzFeed posted it and I read the article. I stopped at that. Yeah, I can only do so much fact checking and research, y'all. But BuzzFeed posted it and it was $4 and it just doesn't. It doesn't seem right, does it?
No.
Mm-mm. Per person, maybe?
$40.
Yeah, like this is like a $500 business right here.
Yeah.
Come on, people. All right. Oh, I was very upset.
Why?
I went on the Twitters.
Okay.
And I was looking for your blank in each state this month. You know, your states.
Did they run out?
There was no favorites of your state this week. So I typed in California's favorite into Google and sports came up. You know how it ends your sentence for you?
So Dodgers, Rams.
Well, it just said football. It was California's favorite sport.
Oh, no, the 49ers were supposed to say that.
The 49ers is their favorite football team. Okay. But apparently football is California's favorite sport, which is strange because I guess just L.A. loves. But L.A. loves the Lakers and NorCal loves Golden State Warriors. So I don't know. Matt is knocking on the wall.
Knock back.
No, he's just going to get confused and then come in here. not internet news, but it is because everything's related to the internet these days. Joe Biden picked his running mate. Okay. I always read her name. I just read things.
Okay.
As Kamala Harris. But then I watched an SNL sketch that said it's pronounced Kamala Harris. Like Pamela, but Kamala.
Okay. You said SNL.
Yeah. So
sweetheart.
I said, I don't know if I should believe SNL or not. It's yeah. So I got very confused. So I'm going to call her Ms. Harris.
Vice President Harris?
Ms. Future Vice President Harris. So let's make history, y'all. But to be clear, like I've never fully supported Biden or her views on all things. And that's right. Okay. But I will 100% be voting for them.
I highly doubt we'll ever have a candidate that supports
single
one of your checkboxes.
And you should challenge them. And you should,
But nobody's going to have the same opinions of you on anything.
Yeah, and it's hold them accountable for things. And, you know, fight for the things you still want, but they're the ones that are closest fitting to my viewpoints in this election. So they are whom I will be voting for.
We need some better candidates in 4 years, please.
Yeah, this is a placeholder. This is just a placeholder. Yeah. And you know what? I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'd rather a placeholder than someone who's going to dismantle America. Get rid of the post office.
Oh, yes. The post office I live by.
Did they shut down?
No, but you can drive. There's a little area that you drive through and you can just throw your letters in the drive-by thing. So you don't have to go inside. You don't have to, and especially with the COVID stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. They had them removed.
Yes. So Trump has had, Trump put in one of his guys to be the person in charge of the post office. And this guy has major stock holdings in private shipping places like UPS and FedEx. Like this guy wants the USPS, he wants the United States Postal Service to fail because he has stock in private shipping companies. Anyway, so Trump announced, like he admitted in an interview, like straight up, this isn't a hoax. This isn't fake news. He said in an interview that he is dismantling the Postal Service so that it's harder for people to vote.
Dismantling their sorter machines.
Their sorter machines getting
and
rid of
drop-off boxes.
Yeah, their drop-off boxes. They're like they're just taking those away. And like apparently it's on pause now. Like they were doing it and then everyone went, excuse me, because it's not just used for the election. This is how people get their prescriptions.
Right.
This is how people
their checks.
And this is how a lot of small businesses run. Yep. Like every time I've ordered something from Etsy, I get it through the USPS. Like, and also Amazon uses USPS.
Yep.
And I thought that the United States Postal Service would be more of a Republican thing than a Democrat thing. And I don't know why I always thought that, but it was just American.
But when their person in charge, their postmaster
general
tells them to do something, they have to do it.
Yeah. But this is so.
But in Goleta, I mean.
I don't know.
Okay.
I registered for my mail-in ballot, but I'm going to drive it personally. Yeah, yep. I'm going to go drive it and drop it off personally because, you know, but I did order stamps and, you know, because that's one thing you can do to help is get them money, which is buying stamps. But if you didn't understand voter suppression, this is voter suppression. Mm-hmm. This is making it because Trump's people don't believe in COVID. He has made sure that his supporters do not believe in COVID so that they're not scared to go vote in person.
Yep.
And so that people that do believe in COVID, because it's not a freaking unicorn that you can decide if you believe in it or not. It's real.
Science.
It's science. So people that don't want to go stand in line and vote. So mail-in voting makes sense. And Trump is making it so that people can't mail in vote because he knows that if every single person in America votes for him, or not votes for him, but votes, he will lose. Because not someone who is strong and like thinks that they're going to win isn't trying to find ways to make it so people can't vote.
Right.
If he genuinely thought he was going to win the election, he wouldn't be doing things to make it harder for people to vote. Anyway. This is one of the many, many, many versions of voter suppression.
Yep.
And I mean, Republicans have been doing it for a long time.
Well, there shouldn't be Republicans, Democrat in my mind. It should
just, yeah. people,
and you have this belief, you have this belief, and then that's fine.
But yeah,
but let's not label it. But let's not have this. Because
the second you put a label on it, people are just going to vote for that label, even if they don't fully agree with. Yeah, they don't understand. They just like they won't even look at policies. They're just like,
no,
I'm a this.
Yeah,
and they don't even know what that means.
Yep,
like it's so weird. Anyway, so that happened is happening. Support your post office. I don't know. Buy some stamps. Yep. I bought $50 worth of stamps. Woohoo. I mean, you're going to, I use them. I'm going to use them.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
And I will put on a mask and risk going into that post office to make sure. Oh, no. I'm going to go to the voting place.
Yeah, there's. You can go to the voting place. You don't have to go to the post office. So you get,
that's right.
You can do mail and stuff to get your ballot and then you fill it out and you can drive it to, there's a drop off location. I'll put a link in the bio of this video. But like how to do this because I did it for my mom.
She wanted her vote to count.
Yeah.
And so we drove it to some voter place.
Yeah. The county clerk.
Something like that. Yeah. It wasn't downtown, but it was a specific government building. And it was right outside.
Yeah.
I didn't have to actually talk to anybody.
Yeah. So you can. It's like voting by mail, but you don't have to stand in a line to fill out the thing.
Yeah.
You fill it out at home, drive it, and drop it off. I think that is how we should all be doing it.
Yeah.
Because what the...
But then you also think of the people who are inbound. They can't get out. They can't...
Yeah. Yeah. So do if you can do this, do this.
Yeah,
so that the USPS isn't overrided with all of the things because their sorting machines are down, their drop-off boxes are down. So if you can, drop it off in person. And are you allowed to drop off other people's?
Yeah, I dropped off my mom's.
Yeah.
They don't even ask you. You can go up and talk to somebody. They usually have tables out at a voting place. But there's also a big
drop-off thing?
Drop box.
Okay.
And they have usually someone standing there like guarding it, but they're not guards. But
Yeah. To make sure no one's taking anything out.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So try to do that.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you want to go vote in person, just wear your mask and sanitize your hands. That's I support that too. Just 100%. Wear your mask.
Yes.
All right. Jake Paul made a statement about the FBI raiding his house.
It sure did.
He just said it had to do with the riots and looting in Arizona. So, but that's all we know. Okay. It's pretty boring. Jake Paul, you're boring me.
But didn't he say something about if somebody he's associated with finds out that they're into something
bad, then he's going to cut contact with them.
Yeah. I think he had to add that in there or something.
You're stupid. Cardi B now has an OnlyFans.
Cardi B's a what?
Cardi B.
Is a singer?
She's a rapper.
Okay.
I hope y'all can't. Matt is making a ruckus out there.
He's having a great time.
He's doing something. He usually leaves when we podcast here, but he can't go anywhere. Cardi B. This is a rapper, has started an OnlyFans.
What's an OnlyFans?
We've talked about this, Mom.
Okay, I'm almost 61. So what's an OnlyFans?
Trisha Paytas has one. It's a platform where you can upload videos without any restrictions, and most people use it for
that's
porn.
That's why I forgot about it, because I didn't want to remember that one.
Yeah, most people use it for porn.
I'm going to only retain what I want, Rachel.
There you go. All right. So anyway, I did not fact check or research her OnlyFans.
Is it? But only for naughty naughties?
Well, it's just a platform where you can put anything, no restrictions, and people have to pay to see it.
Okay.
So she put behind the scenes footage of her last music video.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
WAP, which I will not say the full name of, but that's all. All right. And then the last bit of news I have is Trump updated TikTok's deadline from 45 days to 90 days. He's just blowing smoke. So that people don't see what he's actually doing and so focusing nice on other issues. He's such a great person. So compassionate. Nice.
He couldn't get his way, so he had to extend it.
Yeah.
To and wiggle, you know, another
he's
way.
He's probably going to extend it to make December because he might not even be in office then. He's going to rig the election. That's just what he's going to. Yep. He's going to rig the election somehow, or he's going to voter suppress, which is rigging. Voter suppression is rigging. He's going to find some way to win. Because he's evil and everyone in his party
steps
evil.
Up and goes, no.
What? That's not going to happen.
It can happen.
Because he has all of these snakes in seats of power. You little buttheads. All right. My mom says she has a game. She made up her own game. But before we play the game, we're going to see
if we have another sponsor for today. Okay, Mom, what's the game?
The game is names of foods that have nothing to do with the foods, and you have to guess what they are.
What? Wait, was that the description?
Yeah, I made it up.
Okay, Tom, explain
it. So there's names of dishes, of foods.
Okay.
That have nothing to do with what it is, or they're very misleading.
Okay.
So I'm going to say one of them. Well, I'll say a bunch of them. And you're going to tell me what you think it is.
Okay.
Okay. I'll start with one that's... Okay. Mincemeat pie.
Mincemeat pie is a pie with meat in it.
See? Misleading. No. It's only got mixed dried fruits and spices in it.
What?
There's no meat in it at all.
It's not a meat pie?
Nope. It's a mincemeat pie. I don't know why they call it that, but they do.
That's false. I've had a meat pie before.
A meat pie, but not a mincemeat pie.
This is stupid. Okay, keep going.
Most people have it at Thanksgiving.
That's rude. Don't name things wrong things.
Oh, then you're not going to like this game.
I'm not going to like
this game. Fairy bread.
Fairy bread?
Colleen's told me to ask you that one.
Fairy bread.
Fairy bread.
I want to say it is bread with sprinkles on it.
Ding, 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 ding.
I got it!
It's white bread with butter covered in sprinkles. Covered in sprinkles.
Covered?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Rocky Mountain oysters.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
You go into a restaurant and you go, ooh, Rocky Mountain oysters. That sounds interesting.
Okay. So I'm assuming it's not actually oysters because...
Are there oysters in the Rocky Mountains?
No. So it has to... I don't know. It sounds like an ice cream to me.
No.
What is it?
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
Testicles.
Ew! Why? Why?
I've had them before, but we call them something else. And I'm like, what is that? And then I found out what it was, and I went, bleh.
Rocky
I think they deep fry it.
Oysters.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Why would that be a bull testicle?
A bull, sheep, or mountain goat? Mountain goat I get.
But why are you calling it an oyster?
Because it's round, like an oyster, maybe. I don't know. Okay, what are rattlesnake eggs?
Well, clearly it's not the egg of a rattlesnake.
Dad's. Rattlesnake eggs. What would this one be?
Oh, God.
This is Dad.
A candy?
Jalapenos stuffed with cream cheese.
Ew.
Why? No, but why name it that?
I don't like this game. I'm mad at it. Keep going.
Okay, this one's from Eric. Ask her if she knows what a Lincoln Log sandwich is.
A Lincoln Log sandwich. Well, to me, that just sounds like poop.
No. Maybe people don't know what a Lincoln Log is.
A Lincoln Log to me is poop, a log of poop.
Wait, didn't you play with Lincoln Logs?
Yeah, those are the things you build a little cabin out of that like link
you're
together.
In the way.
Please.
I started churning that way. I'm like, what's going on?
My dog laid down and pushed my mom's chair.
So think of those toys. Log sandwich.
A Lincoln Log sandwich. Is it where you load up French fries or hot dogs?
Hot dogs. Split hot dogs with cream cheese spread on it.
Ew! These are not only are these really badly named foods, but they're also all disgusting.
I think you know this one is black pudding.
Black pudding.
Come on, think of your European tours, specifically to the UK.
Black pudding. Is that sheep's blood?
Yeah, it's like a sausage.
Yeah. I had it. It was good.
Yes, I actually had it, and it was delicious.
Yeah, I realize when I go to places, don't tell me what's in it. Let me eat it first, and then tell me.
Yes.
I did that when I went over, when I had shepherd's pie, when I had black pudding, all these
now,
things.
Did you have haggis? I hope I'm saying it right. Because Colleen said to say that one.
Yeah.
Do you remember it?
I don't remember what it was.
Sheep's heart.
Yeah.
Liver, lung, onions.
Yeah. Yeah, I never had that.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
I thought all the foods were great. And the thing is, a lot of people's hiccup with food is thinking about it before you eat it.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of people can't eat sushi. Because they're like, eel sauce, eel.
Oh, what's duck sauce?
The poop of a duck? No, the bladder?
Okay, it's Chinese. It comes with Chinese food. Duck sauce.
Duck sauce. I know it's a sauce. Is he really vacuuming
right now?
I don't know if you guys could hear it, but I needed to stop that vacuum or else I would not have paid attention to you.
Duck sauce.
Duck sauce.
All right. It's apricots, plums, or peaches combined with ginger.
Oh, yeah. People usually put it on duck, right? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
It's good sauce.
Well, I don't know.
I like it.
Okay, how about Welsh rabbit? You would think.
It'd be a rabbit.
It's not. It's cheese, beer, mustard, ground cayenne pepper, and Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire?
Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah, these all sound gross.
How about a prairie oyster?
I give up on this game.
A raw egg cracked in a glass with Worcestershire sauce, Tabasco, salt, and pepper. It's like after you've drinking too much, I think, is what I read. And you down it like a shot.
Yeah, all of these things.
Okay,
I
this one sounds good.
All right.
A beaver tail.
A beaver tail? Cactus.
Fried dough dusted with cinnamon sugar. So, but they do it in the shape of a beaver tail.
Oh, see, I was trying to think of something that would be in the shape of a beaver tail, and I thought cactus.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that looked most beaverish.
I just have two more.
Okay.
Bubble and squeak. That's also from, I think, the UK.
Bubble and squeak?
Yeah. I'll have some bubble and squeak.
Is that champagne?
No, it's a vegetable patty.
What?
Vegetables chopped up in a patty.
People!
Why don't the names say it's a vegetable patty? I don't know.
Why are you really bad at naming things?
And then I was shocked to find out when I was looking up food stuff that truffle oil, most truffle oils now don't even have truffle oil in them.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
Chrissy Teigen taught me that fact. Thank you very much, Chrissy Teigen.
Well, it makes sense. It's all a part of the podcast.
It's all a part of the podcast. I know. Yeah, it's like synthetic. Most, they're like, don't buy truffle. Why are you spending so much money on truffle oil? It's not even truffle
oil.
That's
right. Yeah, it's not even.
So people are like, well, there's benefits to it. I'm like,
and
no.
They charge more and it's not even real. It's
like, don't charge more for truffle fries. It's not even truffle.
Yeah, it smells like it.
But it ain't it.
But it ain't it.
Yeah, that's the thing with truffle oil for me. It always smelled better and but I couldn't really taste that much of a difference. Like, it's just kind of like. Truffle fries always had like garlic on it as well. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I tasted the garlic but smelled the truffle.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
Well, we only have a few questions today. Well, everyone wanted to know how it was to hug me.
It was heaven.
I'm a really good hugger.
She has got the best hugs.
Uh-huh. And then
it's such a surprise.
Yeah, I got you good. Desiree wanted to know, when was the last time you did a puzzle and finished it? Well, I never start a puzzle and don't finish it.
Gotta finish it.
I haven't done a puzzle in a very long time.
I did a puzzle the other day with Jacob.
Jacob did do a puzzle. I got a picture sent from Trent.
Ordered a puzzle when we went to the lipstick launch. It was a picture of you and him and Christopher.
Oh, yeah.
The four of you in characters. Yeah, so he did the puzzle. And so Jake sat there and took him all day.
Yeah.
We all pitched in and helped him make this little puzzle.
I haven't done one in forever. I feel like I want to start one up again, but I never know what to do with the puzzle after I finish it. Like, I put it back in the box, and then I don't want to do the same puzzle over again.
I give them away.
Yeah, I'm just going to give them away.
We've done two. And Trent and I did one with sewing things on it, and what do you call that stuff? Mod Podged it together, and now it's going to hang on the wall in the sewing room.
I think that's my issues. My mom always framed our puzzles.
Because we do it, and the kids in the neighborhood would come over, and we do those Norman
she
Rockwell
ones. She
did the ones.
Thomas Kincaid Kincaid puzzles, and then we'd Mod Podge it, frame it, and put it on our wall like it was art.
Because that's all we could afford.
You deal with what you can. All right. El Rey asked, how did Flynn react to you being able to play with him? Well, it was like I was a new person. I don't get offended when kids like are shy around me or don't want to play with me, whatever. They can't see my greatness yet. So he was a little shy at first.
Oh, but they will.
Oh, yeah. Once they realize I can pick them up and throw them around, they like me. But he was a little shy at first. Like, he had seen me around, but then I came into his house and he was like, why are you in my house?
You also didn't have a mask on this time.
Yeah, I didn't have my mask on. So he was like, you know, he didn't like run from me, but he kind of like looked at me and I didn't pressure him. I sat on the other side of the room and just talked with Colleen.
He didn't do the shy face.
He does do the shy face where he looks, his face doesn't move, but his eyes look straight up in the air like he's completely avoiding eye contact with you, which I think is hilarious. So he did that to me a few times. When I'd look at him, he'd just like look up and like look around and not look at me. But he's like trying to be, you know, don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Yeah. And then eventually he kind of got closer to me and Colleen was like, do you want to show her your cars? And I was like, your cars? And then he was like, oh, I can show her my cars. So then he showed me all his dar-dars and whatnot. And then you know, you just don't push it. And he warmed up with me for about an hour. And then we played Rocket and we played Peekaboo and I'm Gonna Get You. And I'm just another play toy now. I'm just another human to play with.
Yep.
So, I mean, yeah, he's awesome to play with.
He is.
He's a lot of fun. But it wasn't like he was super excited to be able to play with me now because he doesn't understand. He's just like,
yeah,
I wasn't allowed to play with you and now I'm going to show you all my cars. So it was a slow thing, but it was totally fine. He's really cute. And then Cassidy asked, how did your dad react when you surprised him? I vlogged it. So you will be able to see that today. When I post this, I will also post my vlog. Well, my vlogs usually go up a little later than my podcast, but I vlogged it. He was excited and shocked as well. It's really annoying when I had to surprise both of you. I had to park down the street. So you didn't see my car.
In 100 degree weather.
And it's 100 degrees out, guys. It was hot and I had to walk in the heat. And then the surprise happens and I hang out for a couple hours. And then I have to walk all the way back. And the surprise is gone and the suspense is gone. And so I'm just walking in heat for nothing.
It's worth it.
It's worth it. All right. That's all the news, games, and questions, and holidays, and sponsors that we have today.
Oh, wow.
Do you have anything else to add, Mother?
No, but I'm excited to see the street you guys are going to get.
The street? God.
Next
You
Friday,
don't ask for
Saturday.
Anything, and then when you
Next
do,
Saturday.
It's an entire town.
No, just a street.
Just a street. Well, I don't think I can afford that.
Just a street.
Do you want houses on the street?
Yes, one for you.
Oh, see, now you're asking
you.
A lot.
One for Colleen, one for Trent, one for Christopher's family, and one for Dad and I. So it's just a
a simple five-house cul-de-sac.
It's just great. I think we'd do fine. It'd be nice if there was gates in the doors, too.
So you needed a gated
gates
community?
Gates in the fence. Gate.
Oh,
yeah, let's gate it off.
What God. So do you need Andrew to work the front gate? So he should also have
yes,
a house.
We need a little security thing in the front.
Yeah,
let's have Andrew do that for us. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like I have a lot of work to do in the next week.
But then it'd be fun to have. Okay, never mind.
I need to become a billionaire in the next 6 days. Sounds easy.
Buy her merch.
Buy our merch. All things internet merch is up now. New stuff launching in October.
One of Colleen's on today.
Oh, yeah. They tie-dyed that and
purple,
colored in my sister's merch last night.
And then we colored it in.
All right. Well, I love you.
I love you.
I love you guys. Mom, take us out.
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.